Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in, early break, hour number two. This one sponsored by Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Once again, Bill, what has Steve Schindler got going on this today at Midwest Bank?
There was a couple things. He had a pretty major plan going on, and then he shut everything down. And he shut everything down because he just wants to put the support out there. Our prayers are out there for an area that I feel like they're like my brothers now from being there. Broken Bow is going through some incredible fires.
They are.
If you guys followed up on that, they're in ridiculous wildfires that came up yesterday. And then in that wind, it was just remarkable. Some of the footage that I saw, and I was just there Wednesday. And so everyone had the prayers for the Broken Bow area. And if any other areas, that was huge. So Steve wanted to make sure he put a shout out to that area in the fires. And the other thing is, do you remember how we were able to get the Adopt-A-County? Now, heavy in banking involved, didn't want to be mentioned, but I'm going to mention him, Chris Cayley. That was the person who came through and came up and sponsored roughly 50 states. And that's just incredible. Wow. That he was able, I'm not 50 states, 50 counties. Yeah. I'm losing my mind. 50 counties. And he was the one who built that to allow us to get all 93 counties, 93.7 the ticket for 93 counties. And that also allowed DP and Rebecca to jump in with their big bonus on top of
$5,000.
$5,000 on top of that.
That's correct.
So thank you so much for the 1890 and prayers out there to the Broken Bow.
Yeah,
area
prayers
right
up.
Yeah, prayers up right now. We're not joking. We have a lot of fun and joke around. Not on this one. Can you imagine trying to fight a fire in 50-mile-an-hour winds? Oh, and by the way, it's like 20 degrees outside. My wife was asking us, how do you fight this? I have no idea. Imagine trying to, what we fight with water. Well, that's ice.
That's tough.
Yeah. Sledding out there. So thank you to everyone involved.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, thank you for that. Ditto on that. All right, let's get to the Allo VIP line where we're joined by our good friend Lee Sterling. Lee, good morning to you. It's a big weekend in college football. A lot of exciting games here. Let's go ahead and kick things off, Lee. Let's start with Texas A&M and USC. What are your thoughts on the Aggies and the Trojans?
Hello, Lee, by the way. Yes. Quick hello and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you guys. Been quite a few years doing this and a lot of fun, and hopefully it continues. I want to wish both you guys and your families and the staff and all the listeners out there a happy and a healthy holiday. This is what I'm going to do also. I want to throw this out before we even get started.
Okay.
My way of saying thank you. I have a game going on this afternoon, and if they'd like to get that game for free, it's normally $27 on the website, ParamountSports.com.
Okay.
They used the code word free. Just put that in the box when you're checking out, and not going to pay a penny for it. So hopefully I can put a little jingle in your pocket. We're on an incredible run, a 21-5 run now. So go to the website and check it out under the recent results. So we've had some games that started off poorly, like last night, the Chargers, but most of them have ended well. So they want to get involved. We've actually won 8 of the last 10 bowl seasons, and it's getting tougher and tougher. Just figuring out. Used to take us about 2 to 2.5 hours 5 years ago to figure out with my staff all the opt-outs and the guys that decided they weren't playing and things like that. So this year took us 9 hours on Tuesday this week, 9 hours to figure it all out. So they want to get involved. Just get that free play. Use code word free in the checkout box, ParamountSports.com. And like I said, hopefully they visit me in the future. So with this game here, A&M and USC, a lot of opt-outs. In fact, turns out Texas A&M had 20 kids at the portal. But thank God for them, only I think three of them were actually starters. And the only thing I'm questioning is, did they pick the right quarterback going forward? I think Connor Wegman might have been the better guy. I think he was hurt this year when he came back. And even though they've got a dual threat kid in now, I don't think he's the answer long term. But USC, a lot more opt-outs than A&M, and just don't like the coaching. I think there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes there. I like A&M here. Should be a shootout, though. I like them to win this game here, 38-30.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So 38-30 A&M over USC. A&M, the Aggies cover that three-point spread. Missouri is a three-point favorite against Iowa. Lee, what's our thoughts there?
Well, I think we're going to find out. We're going to say a couple years from now, Luther Burden Jr., was very underused. So, I mean, obviously they're dealing with Brady Cook, who was hurt on and off this year, but here's a guy that should catch 90, 100 balls for 1,500, 1,600 yards. They just could not push the ball down the field. He's opting out. Now, Iowa's top running back, you know, Johnson, he's not going to play in this game either, but I think the difference here is the defense for Iowa and also special teams. The special teams for Missouri's let them down quite a few times last couple years, and I think that's the difference here. A lot of people don't put the importance to it like an Iowa squad does, and I think the wrong team's favorite. I like Iowa 20-13.
Iowa to cover that three-point dog there, guys.
Iowa winning the bowl game without their big running back.
Without Caleb Johnson. Moving on to the playoffs for just a minute. Penn State hosts SMU. A little bit of a changing climate for the Mustangs. Penn State 8-point favorites at home. What's our thoughts there?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. And a couple of these other games, I don't think weather's going to be a factor, but I think it will for these SMU kids. I know it gets in the 30s and 40s, but they're a little bit different going to Pennsylvania, and it's in the high teens for these SMU kids. So I think we might see more drops than normal. Mm-hmm. Penn State, they can just beat the teams they're better than. They can't beat the top five teams, but they are improving as the season progressed. I thought they gave Oregon a battle there. Both their running backs, Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen, both had 100 yards here, and I just think that SMU in the end will turn the ball over a couple times here. Just don't think they can match up in the trenches. Penn State doubles up SMU 32-16.
Wow. Ooh. Penn State with a 16-point win. Doubles up that spread.
Yep. He's the professional.
Weather's a factor. Yes. Yeah, it looks nasty up there right now. It does.
It absolutely does. Staying in the playoffs, and also kind of a Big Ten match or Big Ten school. Ohio State hosts the Tennessee Volunteers. A freshman quarterback for Tennessee going into an experienced quarterback with Will Howard. Ohio State favored by a touchdown. What's our thoughts, Lee?
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of Tennessee fans. Now, most people figure it's a home game. You know, they have over 100,000 fans. Well, this Tennessee faithful is going to be given. I think they're going to get like 25,000, 30,000 seats. So it does work differently for the playoffs.
Rick,
Lee,
can you please mention to everyone how that the playoffs are run by the playoffs? And so it's not run by Ohio State, and so the difference in that.
Yeah, so I mean they're going to have at least 25,000, 30,000 fans there, maybe more. And where is Ohio State mentally? You know, this is a team that the offensive line's a mess. I mean, they only had 77 rushing yards versus Michigan. They are down two of their top three offensive linemen. Mm. The Tennessee front seven is really good. I mean, they can get penetration. You're stuck in some third and long situations. They're going to put the heat after you and get to the quarterback. And they've been in big venues before. They played against Georgia. So playing an SEC schedule, I think, is going to pay dividends for this team. They can run the football, which you got to do on the road. Dylan Sampson, almost 1,500 yards, 22 touchdowns. And here is something crazy. Teams that lose when they're a 19.5-point favorite or larger, the next game, which Ohio State fits the bill, 37-67-4 against the spread. So usually can't all of a sudden just wipe it right out and play like you did earlier in the season.
Wow,
wrong team favorite
by Lee.
Tennessee, 26-24, straight up. See you, Ryan Day.
Whoa, wow.
Yep.
See you, Ryan Day. There, please repeat that score.
26-24.
Balls.
Straight
up.
How about that? In a game that's pretty opposite of playoff implications, Nebraska in the Pinstripe Bowl plays Boston College next Saturday. Nebraska currently a 2-point favorite out in New York, Lee.
How many opt-outs does Nebraska have? You guys are probably...
They have portals, but not really opt-outs.
The portal.
There's been several, I would say close to double-digit in terms of meaningful ones.
Right. So, you know, I just don't like the Boston College quarterback situation. Don't think that they're going to be able to stress this Nebraska defense enough. If I was them, I would run more screen plays. In fact, they don't do it a whole lot here. And I think that they gamble too much on defense. And I think Nebraska is going to be able to hit on some big plays, and that'll be the difference here. I like Nebraska. I think they pull away here. 35-24.
Well, Lee, and then there's a big one tonight, my friend, between Notre Dame and Indiana. What do the people need to do if they want to learn that one?
First five callers to call 800-400-9741. We're going to give them the game for free. 800-400-9741. If you'd like to get Nebraska and Indiana on me, and like I said, take advantage of that free offer for the game we have on the Freaky Friday game, normally $27. Coupon code box, just put the word free, and you're not going to pay a dime. So just my way of saying thank you. So this will be the last segment we're going to have, unfortunately, until the Friday before the Super Bowl. So I want to wish both you guys and your family and staff and all the listeners out there a happy, healthy, and a safe holiday.
God bless you.
Lee, the same to you. You said 21-5 run. Is that correct?
21-5, yep.
There it is. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
If we all bet $50,000 on each one of those, how good life would be right now. Listen to Lee.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Lee, thank you for this. This is incredible.
Guys, take care. Be safe.
Thank you, Lee. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Once again, just to recap, he has Texas A&M covering the 3-point spread against USC. Iowa knocking off Missouri and covering their 3-point dog. Penn State, he believes, is going to double up SMU at home. 32-16, so Penn State would then cover the 8-point spread. He thinks the Vols, the Tennessee Volunteers, will win on the road in Columbus, despite Ohio State being a 7-point favorite. He has Nebraska winning comfortably against Boston College, and make sure you call Paramount Sports if you want to learn the Notre Dame versus Indiana selection for this evening. That game kicks off shortly after 7 p.m. Notre Dame currently a 6-point favorite over the Indiana Hoosiers. All right, let's get to break. Bills Thrills comes up next as it's a football Friday. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of playoff conversations in Bills Thrills. We'll do that coming up next. Early break on the ticket.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.